Hey, 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 welcome to the Free Space Podcast. It is your host, Black Butterfly. And if you are new here, welcome, welcome. Here at the Free Space, it is a show about mental health, LGBTQ topics, and more. And is also a safe space for those who want to gain insight about mental health as a whole, self-awareness, and just also hear all these different topics from my point of view and also from other people's perspectives as well. And of course, even though this is an LGBT podcast, everyone is welcome to listen and tune in. So this week's podcast is a special one, as it is still Pride Month, but I'm going to take a little twist, you know, just to honor all of the, I'm not going to say father figures, I'm going to say male dominated figures, because I just want to highlight mental health from a alpha dominant point of view, basically, and to basically let you guys know that it's okay to basically be in touch with your feelings. Like, it is absolutely okay, you guys. And for this week's episode, my very, very amazing special guest is my dad, aka you guys will know him as Platinum Butterfly. And he's just gonna share his insight, and we're gonna have an amazing conversation about mental health for him and just being also a male in the minority as well. And basically, he got some tips for you guys, so make sure you guys, you know, tune in and listen in, because he's absolutely amazing. And I just want to shout him out for just being open and vulnerable with me and also with you guys as well, and sharing his story and, you know, just basically be in touch with his natural side. And I love it. So I know you're listening, Dad. So I love you so much, and thank you for being on my show. So I'm gonna start rambling now. So yeah, so tune into the episode, you guys. And yeah, oh, as always, remember, you are loved and you matter. So let's get into this week's episode. Hello, beautiful butterflies. And I am here with the very known Platinum Butterfly, who is my dad. Hello.
Hello, America.
So, as you guys know, on this week's episode, we're going to be talking about men's mental health, because it's important to just literally acknowledge and validate that mental health for males is okay. It is perfectly fine. And my dad is a great example of one that is very in touch with, you know, expressing himself. So we're going to take it away. So, Platinum Butterfly, just give me a little bit of background of what it was like growing up for you and how you felt comfortable with expressing yourself the way you do now. Like, what was that like for you?
Well, actually, I grew up in a home with five siblings. Oh, well, eight siblings, five girls and three boys, which includes myself. A pretty female dominant environment. My mom was a single mom at the time until she met my stepfather. So, you know, things was a lot different then. But I had to cater to all my sisters.
Uh-huh.
So that aided in assisting me to become the man that I am today, to be in touch with the feelings of women and to touch and keep myself in touch with my own feelings.
Mm-hmm. And
so I'm not afraid.
As a black man, like, is that, like, does, like, growing up, like, especially, like, in high school, when, you know, you're going through, like, puberty and all that stuff, did that feel weird or, like, different for you compared to, like, other guys you hung around with that was very, like, macho-like, and you were kind of, like, the macho plus the, you know, feminine type of dude that expressed some feelings?
Well, actually, I learned over time that the guys that have that show that macho, want to be savage attitude or temperament, they aren't really, they hiding something. Mm-hmm. They always are hiding something. So if you run across someone that has that's one so manly and not in touch with his feminine side, either two options, they'd have been abused or they're hiding something. Mm-hmm. And then they're not satisfied with their shell, basically. And that's what I learned. You know, as a male, if you're comfortable with yourself, you don't mind sharing details of past experience or allowing anyone to get close to you to feel your vibe. Mm-hmm. You know, to know that I'm human, I cry, I have feelings too. You know, mm-hmm. Every man has some type of feelings, but it's all about how they brings it out. Or some like to hide it, you know. There's nothing wrong with hiding your feelings to make it seem as though you're macho. But eventually, you will break, especially if you hold it in, you will break eventually.
Yeah. Guaranteed. And that is true, like, even in general, that, like you said, everyone does have feelings. And, you know, even from a female aspect, like, we do have feelings that we had as well. And, like, in human nature, if we ball it up, we're like a volcano, we'll just explode. So, like, that's natural. But, you know, switching gears to, like, being black male in a relationship, what are your thoughts in, you know, continuing that, being in touch with your feelings and expressing your feelings to your significant other? What is your viewpoint, especially with being married? How's that for you?
Okay, so basically what you're asking is how my childhood plays into my role as an adult now, as in a married life.
Yes.
And that, with my seeing how growing up in Mississippi, you know, back then things was hard. We was on food stamps and my mother used to get welfare, WIC, and all that. That was prior before she met my stepfather. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, she was a hard worker. My mother actually worked for a furniture moving company. You know, now that's something that you see men do, mm-hmm. you know, moving furniture and stuff. But she needed that to provide for us as a single mother. And I seen the struggles and what caused her to be separated from my father, what caused all the relationship problems that she had. And 80% of back in the early 80s, late 80s, abuse was, it wasn't like it is now. Like, a woman can call 911, oh, he abused me or whatever, mm-hmm. and he's arrested. Back then, you know, it wasn't shunned upon as much as it is now.
Right.
So with that being said, I promised myself that I'm not, any woman that I be with and I love, I would not treat her as my mother was treated. So right. I want to make sure that they are treated to the better capacity than what my mother was treated. So that, as a young man, I learned to do that. Mm-hmm. And especially with my sisters, I see all the relationships my sisters were involved with. Most of them was abusive relationships, and they come calling me. So I was more of a, you know, savior.
Like a protector, them. Basically.
Yeah, to protect them or to save them from that relationship, you know, because being the oldest of the male brothers, you know, mm-hmm. of the siblings that my mother had, you know, I was their go-to guy. I was there, anybody hurt them, I was there to, what you would say, to punish that person for hurting my sister.
Right.
And to this day, it's still like that. But, you know, to elaborate on the story, back, I remember I was in the fifth grade. My sister was in the third grade. She had a guy that liked her. Mm-hmm. So much, but she wasn't interested. And so she, you know how guys don't like resentment or to be embarrassed, said, no, I'm not interested, you know. So he wanted to assault her.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, well, she came home, she said, I'm gonna tell my brother. So he followed her home. She came home crying, and I said, what's wrong? Oh, so-and-so, he's outside. I told him that I was going to come and tell you. I said, oh, so you know what they call it, back to why I'm the Punisher.
Right.
So he was outside the house and I'm like, oh, so he threatening you and assaulting you all the way to your front door and knowing I'm home?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I went out there and long story short, I had to handle the situation.
Right.
He no longer approached my sister, talked to my sister, or looked her way. But my mom, she coached me on that. She was like, it's the way that you do that. You approach that situation really wrong. You know, but like today's age, if I had went out there and done something, he probably would have had a weapon or something and shot mm-hmm. me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But in today's environment, because of me personally, I feel that America is afraid of whooping,
mm-hmm.
of fighting head to head. They'll want to rather shoot you or whatever, but I'm getting off subject a little bit, so I'm going to bring it back. So that's the reason. Even with my oldest sister, you know, she was in an abusive relationship, and I saw how that affect her and the children, or my nieces and stuff. So therefore, mm-hmm. in the same scenario, I'm her protector too. Even though she's older than me, I'm her protector. When
right.
it comes to a man putting his hands on a woman, I feel as though that's not right. So why would I have to practice what I preach?
Exactly.
So
yeah.
If I'm practicing that and I'm assaulting other guys or assaulting my siblings, I need to make sure that I do the right thing in my life with my significant other and my girls.
Yeah.
So with that being said, that's why I try and focus more on being in touch with reality of my sensitive side, because I feel girls react more to being in touch with their fathers and their sense, you know, knowing that I have a sensitive side. I feel that every female will be more susceptible to telling me more things than which they want to tell somebody that's not in touch with their feminine side.
Yes, that is very true.
Because you don't feel comfortable if a guy said, oh, I'm a macho man, you know, this.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell him a sob story and he's like, oh, just suck it up. He'll be all right. No, it don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? So I think that gets me ahead in life, because I know that anybody can come and tell me anything, you know, because they know that I'll understand. Versus, yeah, even now with a boy, if I had a son, it would probably be the same, but I won't be such sincerity with them. I think that's mm-hmm. the word I'm looking for.
It'll be like a thin line with it.
Yeah, more of a thin line, but more of teaching him their way to go versus saying, oh, I'm so sorry, son. You know, it's going to get better. No, I'm going to give you a method or some way to rectify the situation mm-hmm. rather than being soft-spoken to him about it.
Right. Oh, look, you guys heard it yourself that it's okay to express your feelings. And as I say, this is my dad, so yes, because he is open and empathetic, I am able to be open with him just as well as I am with my mom, which is perfect, because when you have someone, whether you know they're a friend or a parent, if they're able to reciprocate, show an emotion, express themselves to you, you will feel comfortable with expressing yourself back to them, compared to if they have a brick wall and they're just very like nonchalant, like, oh, it's okay, whatever. You're not gonna wanna express yourself or talk to them. You're just gonna be like, well, F you, I don't wanna talk to you. I'm just gonna give you the bare minimum and that's it. So, yeah.
But not to interrupt you, but personally, I feel that you can come to me more susceptible than your mother, you know, because I'm so understanding. I know how to, what you're looking for and the answer that you would like to hear, even though it may not be the right answer, but, you know, just let your viewers know that, you know, just
yes,
know, I am the best.
Yes, that is true. And to take that step further, we are the same zodiac sign, so we have a more intellectual understanding on our viewpoints of the world and life, which makes our father-daughter relationship better too. So, cause
cause she is a Leo. So
yes, my mom is a Leo. So if you have a Leo parent or person in your life, you know how stubborn they can be.
Amen to that. Amen.
So it does, you know, I am an astrology type of person, as you guys know. So I do believe in the relationship of zodiacs, whether it's like a parent, a friend, you know, whatever the case may be. Those do play a factor. So, you know, if you have your thoughts on that, make sure you comment and let me know, because Aquariuses are the best. I'm just saying. So, so my next question for you, Platinum Butterfly, is what is your advice that you have for men, regardless of their ethnic background, when it comes to expressing themselves, whether it's in a relationship or friendships that they have? What is your advice to letting them know that it is okay to be expressive or empathetic, rather?
Well, first, I would like to touch base on the relationship side. If you're in a relationship with someone, that person that you're with, that you're in a relationship with, should feel comfortable with you to tell you just about anything. Mm-hmm. If they're not comfortable enough to tell you anything, then that relationship needs to be reevaluated, because 80% of the time, it's not going to last.
Right. And,
you know, it's either one of you guys going to do something that's going the other one doesn't like and doesn't care for, and they're afraid to say something to you about it, like, honey, I didn't like that. I didn't like the way that you made me feel. I didn't like the influence that you provided, you know, with the friends or the family or whatever. Mm-hmm. If they're not comfortable enough to tell you, basically, if they're afraid, because technically what it breaks it down to, that significant other, vice versa, with either they or whichever way it is, they are afraid. It could be the man afraid of her, or she's afraid of she, or he afraid of her. They is afraid to, because basically, you have to accept that person regardless of their flaws or whatever, whatever. So if you accept them, so whatever your train of thought is, that person should know how you're thinking. They should, like, as you know, sometimes in your mother and I, when I'm talking, she can finish the conversation when I was saying it. She can finish what she knew already. When I'm getting to a point, she already knew what I'm going to. So she'll finish that conversation. So that's how a relationship should be, that you know that person just that well. Or you come home from work or one day, they can tell just by your spirit you didn't have a good day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how that in a relationship that should work like that. Mm-hmm. Now going, and yeah, it's okay for a man, because like it's okay as a man to be outside where people don't know you. You should play that hardcore role, you know, make people look at you like, oh, okay, that's a man. But right. you don't want to be soft out there in the world, because the world would take advantage of you if they see that you're soft or really in touch with your feelings, or somebody cut you off and you want to drive and go, oh, you go to crying. No. That's not, you know. So with that, outside, your outer appearance, but if somebody sit down, like, I'm quite sure your friends or somebody say, oh man, your dad looks like he's meaner than a rattlesnake. But then you go and sit and talk to him. Oh, he's cool. You know, he's all right. You know, he just look like that. You know, but that's the way to be, you know, because you want to put on, you want the world to see you as who you are.
Right.
You don't want the world to see you as not a strong individual. Mm-hmm. So that's the way. Now, if you're out somewhere with your significant other and somebody says, oh, nice couple, yo, oh, thank you very much, they won't be disrespectful to you because they know that, oh, they're the outer appearance. But somebody else that knows you can come up and said, oh, look at you. Oh, look at y'all old stanky, ranky neck and all that, you know. They joking, but they can say that to you because you know them. Mm-hmm. But a complete stranger coming up and saying that, they would dare to come up and say that to you or disrespect you in a way because they don't know you.
Exactly.
And that's why I go back to say, a lot of people feel as though, that's why a lot of men try and be hardcore, because they don't want anybody to think that they're weak.
Mm-hmm.
And 80% of the time, if you run across a guy that want to be hardcore and he was strutting around with his chest out and all this, you know, not understandable, he got issues. He's hiding something. I guarantee you. And then and when you, and somebody in the world always knows your secret. So
literally,
you know, somebody knows something. And then when it comes out, and then another thing, the hardcore people, when the going get tough, they run. That's what you got to also. If you like some young ladies or some men out there, oh, I like that hardcore attitude that person presents themselves with. Okay. But let it get down to the point when, oh, he's not, oh, what the old saying is, when the going get tough and the going get rough, that he gonna be out the door. He gonna go the other way. But you're gonna be standing there the battle by yourself, you know. So with that, like that, you don't, sometimes it looks like a wrestler. People believe in wrestling. It's an act. They look strong. Yeah. Built up and muscular and stuff, but some of them, it's like IcoPro. IcoPro is a supplement that blows you up to make you look like you're real strong.
But in the inside, you just weak and sad.
Exactly, it builds the outer shell up to make it seem as though you're something that you're really not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's because if you think about it, if that was the case, NFL would pick all the guys that got the big muscles and humongous muscles and stuff. You know, it's not, those muscles can be fake. You just like, you know, the world today, you know, people go out and get the fake butts and all that because they suffering. They're not happy with their inner self. They're
exactly.
not happy with what they see in the mirror. You know what I'm saying? And that even plays a role with the men too. You know, the guy that get all, trying to get all ripped up.
Mm-hmm, taking steroids.
Mm-hmm. They're not happy with they self. Now, sometimes you run to a guy that's like to look good. You know, you work out just so you can look good. You're not trying to be Mr. Macho or trying mm-hmm. to be Randy Savage or Ultimate Warrior type of build. You know, I don't know if you know what the Ultimate Warrior was.
No.
But that, oh, that, well, the Ultimate Warrior, his muscles were so big, he used to put the rubber bands or bands around that muscle with the veins popping out like a bodybuilder. Yeah, you know, like a bodybuilder. But that's all that is for appearance. It's fake.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you jump out the top rope on top of somebody's head, you know, leading off the subject a little bit, I used to watch the wrestling a lot. I was very in tune with the wrestlers and everything.
Uh-huh. And so you was
those
a
moves,
puppy out here.
Yeah. And those moves, I actually tried one of the moves. I told my sister, I said, hey, look, let's try this move right here. So she was like, okay, I'll be this one, and you be this character. So, and I had to pick her up and like DDT her. and we didn't know that the stuff was fake. And I thought that you'd be able to, I was like 19 years old, and I DDT'd her, and she was hurt from it. And I wasn't intending to hurt her, but she was hurt. So we was like, my mom stopped up from watching wrestling. And which I think they should be something on the show that said, these are actually not moves, they are fake, you are trained actors to do this. But I had hurt my sister, and that kind of plays a role too, because I ain't never did anything to hurt my sister. I never would do anything intentionally to hurt them, but I had hurt her, and I was like, man, but my mom, you know, she whipped me. I got a whipping. You know, my mom whipped me, my dad whipped me, and you know, that's something that is not in today's environment. They don't believe in whipping, but however,
mm-hmm. you know. And with that, you could have like responded differently too. Like, even though like y'all were young, like you could have just like laughed at her and like act like you ain't do nothing. But like the fact that you felt an emotion too, like, damn, like I really just hurt my sister and I was not trying to, shows how like even at a young age, you was okay with expressing that emotion too, which is a good thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was in my best interest to express my emotion, because if my mother know that I would have intentionally tried to hurt her, you know, that would have been, that would have been a far more, I can only imagine, but no. I could literally say now, the whipping that I took, you know, in regard for that, I could say that's child abuse, you know, to be honest, you know, in today's time and age, but the laws wasn't the same as they are now, you know.
That is really, a whole nother conversation, sir.
But actually, that really played an emotional role in, you know, in my mental awareness, you know. Mm-hmm. But that, I'm gonna leave it right there how I feel about that, you know, because I understand this is not the place to express my belief on that.
No, we're gonna leave it there. See, this is what, yup, see, you guys have literally heard with your own two ears the relationship me and my dad have, because this is hilarious. Oh my gosh.
But see, I know how to look when you give me when they say, okay, you trying to, because you know, you told me what not to say, so I'm going to leave it like that.
Uh-huh, yep, we're going to call that a mic drop moment.
But you know what? You should ask your peer to give you a rating. Do they want to hear how I feel about that?
Okay, look, he asked the question, so there you go. Do y'all want to hear an episode where we talk about child abuse? I will leave a poll and y'all say yes or no, because I'm sure he wants to talk about it.
Oh yeah, I would love to talk about it. Yep, and how I would feel, how the world would be different. That's all I'm gonna say about it. I already see you looking. See, I sometimes feel though your poll is kind of biased against. You should make sure that your poll include me saying how I want to truly say about how I feel about what this world is coming to. But we're gonna leave it like that. Continue on with the next question, please.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So yes, we will leave it at that, you guys, and make sure you guys, you know, leave your ratings and beautiful comments, because yeah, this was absolutely amazing. So, to conclude with final thoughts, it's been a pleasure, Platinum Butterfly, having you on the show and speaking with
me. Hopefully I can be here again sometime soon.
Yes, of course. Look, I'll have you back, because as a survivor of child abuse, it will be a great conversation for us to have, and for me to also give my viewpoint as well as a child that actually went through it, unfortunately. So that will be actually a great topic. So you kind of sparked something for me.
What about my bullying? When I be able to talk about me when I was younger, I got bullied.
Yes, we can talk about bullying.
I was bullied as a kid about this kid. Well, that's another topic.
Yes. Look, you see what I have to deal with, you guys. This is a 24/7 bond that is just never ending. So, on that note, I will see you guys next episode. If you guys love Platinum Butterfly, make sure you comment PB for Platinum Butterfly from the
company. I'm from Mississippi.
Yes, all of my little country.
That's why I talk like I talk.
And I will see you guys next episode. So that concludes this week's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed, got some amazing insights. And like I said before, for anyone that, you know, has like that dominant side to them, whether you're male or female, like, it's okay to express your emotions, you guys. Be in touch with your, you know, feelings. Feelings. I won't say feminine side, I'll say feelings, because we all have feelings. We all get sad, we all get mad, we all get angry. And it's okay to express those positive feelings. Like, just because you dominate doesn't mean you have to be hardcore. Because like my dad said, the ones that like to portray that, majority of the time, got some underlining things that they need to work on. And that's not okay. It is okay, but it's not okay, because it can hinder you in the long run. So it's okay to express yourself, but make sure you do it with a trusted person, group of people, and just having a support system, you guys. So as always, make sure you guys are taking care of yourselves and you're looking out for your loved ones and just being there for each other. And as always, for all of my rainbow babies, continue to wear your pride, because that is what we do. And I will see you guys on next week's episode. Bye.